Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. Blessings for you, with you, and together may we all rise to the vibrational frequency that is available to us. And that brings me right into today's topic, and that is frequency. That before we are human, before we are struggling with our belief systems or enjoying or celebrating or whatever is going on for you, sacred being in your life, that you are frequency. And what I love about that is that that frequency that you are, and I'm going to talk about why it's important to contemplate this in your own way, in your own time, and in your own words. But the reason why it's important is frequency is like a vibration. So you know that you have bones and a bloodstream, etc. Why? Why do you know that? Because it has been shown to you. It has been taught. It has been, well, you've maybe had personal experience with the physicality of your body. What you may or may not, and if you have, I celebrate you. I celebrate you even if you haven't. But what you may have overlooked is the fact that you are a vibrational frequency with the universal pulse dwelling within you. So what does all of that mean? It means that you have access, personal access, internally, not externally. I'm going to talk about that too, but the access point, if you will, is internal, to a frequency that knows itself, has clarity. It's almost telepathic in nature. What do I mean? I mean that a vibrational frequency will shift and change depending upon what's going on with you. And why is that wonderful? Because at any time in your external world, if you are struggling with difficulty, if you are struggling with your dark night of the soul, whatever that struggle is for you, small or big, that's an external struggle that you can go internal and communicate about to the frequency that you are not only a part of, but is a part of you. So there is a network, if you will. I'm going to turn to nature. So nature has, within her body of work, the trunk of a tree or of a beautiful flowering bush, if you will, that regardless of its form, that there's a root system. And I go to trees because trees, I have been shown by the trees themselves, are connected to root system all around Mother Earth. So I've spoken about this before, and I'll just touch on it again. If there is a tree that is in trouble or a grove of trees that is being cut down or what have you, trees on the other side of the world will know it, feel it, and sometimes react to it or simply hold the presence of what those other trees were and are no longer in the physical form. They're always there etherically. I can't tell you how many buildings I've walked past and have seen the actual vibrational frequency of the tree mass that is present where now that house or that building stands. That I'll touch on later, but that you have access within you to a network that is unending because it does not follow human time. So it's not like you have a frequency within you, and this may or may not be known to you because it's not necessarily, I hope that it's spoken around your home or with each other, friends, or in relationship. But more often than not, I rarely hear, hey, hi, I really like your frequency today. even though I say that quietly with my inside voice sometimes when I meet people. But anyway, moving on. So you are everything that you know yourself to be, from that which you can touch and feel, your skin, your bone, etc., to that which is your emotional body, your mental body, that which you can't necessarily touch, but you believe is there, and very much it proves itself to you consistently. Now, the frequency and vibration of who you are, and that you are connected, not unlike the system of trees, means that prior to your arrival here, you were a frequency, let's say light, with a frequency of vibration. Same thing, frequency of vibration equals light, light equals frequency of vibration. And now you are this beautiful sacred soul walking around. And sacred meaning, because you are here, in my eyes, you are sacred. And so this frequency that you have, this connection within you to, is something that has no calendar to it, nor does it increase or decrease based upon time. It is the roots of, I'll put it this way, the roots of the universe run through you. The roots of the universe are you. You are as one, that known and unknown to you. And I'm here today to tell you to even contemplate, if it resonates, if it doesn't, throw it out, that you can access the universal frequency that you are. And when you think of the universe, if it doesn't bring thoughts or emotional feelings to you of a bigness, an ongoing expansion, then remove the word universe and put whatever does do that for you. Because what I'm talking about is you have a frequency that is not limited by time nor space, that you are a part of and that is a part of you. It's also not limited by your emotional body. So the roots of the system are aware of themselves and don't necessarily contract when you're having a bad day. Those roots, or I'll say the frequency of the universe, remains within itself, running through you and all that is at all times, and doesn't necessarily relate to contraction or expansion, I'll say, at any given moment. Now, when there is huge amounts of, let's say, expansion, I'm going to say expansion, where a tremendous awakening is occurring to a large number of consciousness, then there is an increase in what? In frequency available to everyone. And when there is planetary, let's say, realignment or planetary anchoring or what have you, there's so much that is unknown about planetary life and so much that is unknown about what is out there, other than humanity has only scratched the surface of what is out there in regards to planetary life. And there's so much more out there. It has been shown to me. And it all coexists in the balance of vibrational frequency. Why does vibrational frequency matter? Really, why does it matter? Well, I mean, I'm laughing to myself because vibrational frequency equals matter. So does it matter? Well, it is matter. So yes, it matters, and it is part of physical matter. And why is that important? Because you're not utilizing this part of you. You are not utilizing this engine that is constantly available to you and on in its highest vibrational frequency for you, with you and through you at all times. Use it for what, you might say? For self-healing, self-balancing, rebalancing, clarity, alignment, clearing of chakra centers, clearing of your light body, clearing of your past lives, clearing of past relationships or traumas. So, I mean, and at the same time, on the other side of that, is you don't have to necessarily only utilize vibrational frequency for, it's a good place to start though, for healing and transforming your physical body. You can also utilize it for manifestation, creativity, creation. You want to create something, bring in that frequency, bring in meaning not from somewhere else because it's moving through you, but bring it into focus. Bring it into focus and breathe that frequency into what you want to manifest, what you want to, not what you need. You don't want to create more need. You want to create what you want in the sense that you're kind of utilizing an engine and frequency and clay and molding and all kinds of frequencies and vibrations and sacred geometry known and unknown to you. That's all part of the manifestation process. And so the reason I'm discussing this with you today is I had an injury in my hip, left hip, for those who are taking notes. So, I'm not joking. It was my left hip. But anyway, the note part is what cracked me up. And so I had an injury in my left hip, and it literally felt, when I say this to you, I'm not exaggerating. I got out of bed, I put my feet on the floor, and when I went to stand up, I went, whoa, because it felt like my left hip bone and the leg that's supposed to be attached to it had just simply, at some point in the night, agreed to detach. So literally for that day, it was like my leg and my left hip were not attached. It was very painful. And it was also very curious to me and very interesting as well, because while I'm having the experience, I'm also going within and dealing with the frequency. Is it attached or what have you? And so the prime time to use your frequency and your connection to universal heartbeat, if you will, that dwells within you is when your leg has fallen off. I'm laughing now because it's healed, but it wasn't funny when it happened. But hopefully in moments in moments that take your breath away, you can find humor too. I think I did actually find some humor along the way that day. But in any case, the way that I saw a visual, and that visual was when I closed my eyes and I went into the frequency, the vibration of my universal body. So is the universal body the physical body? No. Well, it is yes and no, and this is how. It is intertwined and interconnected. One doesn't necessarily exist without the other. But it was the frequency of my body or of my hip and my leg broken because the physicality was no. It was still present, like circulation, if you will, but stronger and bigger, moving through. And so I utilized the inner dialogue to create a vibrational frequency at the level of the injury and then increase it. And so you're working with the universe, but you're also working with your physical body to create and restore I don't really know what happened, so I can't really speak to it other than it was painful and both parts felt detached. But I did not go to a doctor with this one. So I met the energy or the frequency at the level of the pain, and then set, so your voice matters. Oh my gosh, your voice matters throughout your whole life in this lifetime. And matters most importantly that you use it to speak with yourself. And so I did. I communicated with my, I went internal, didn't focus on the external, aligned with the vibrational frequency of the universe, and felt, and you go with your intuition or go with your sense of being. Not always a good idea regarding relationships, but your relationship with yourself, that was random. What? But anyway, I digress. But in regards to your physical body, it's certainly helpful. You want to start the vibrational frequency where the injury is, and then increase and visualize, allow yourself to receive your vision, and then allow your body to absorb that vision. And therefore, I did that and some other things, et cetera, et cetera. And the next day I woke up and it was gone. It was fine. Leg was reattached, or felt reattached. I'm certain my leg wasn't actually detached, but in any case. So your abilities, literally, not only in your life, but for your physical, emotional, mental body, are off the charts. And so utilize the fact, and don't take my word for it, really think about and communicate, well, I'm hearing that I'm a frequency. I mean, so many people think, I am this, I come from this family, and this is who I am, and this is what I do. And what I'm saying to you is, expand yourself. You are the universe. You are the breath of life of the universe, and you have tools built within you that you can utilize to restore you. And that means physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. So why not either seek out a teacher that you feel is authentic and that you feel has done the work and is doing the work in order to really learn from them? That's really important, versus, or read a book that you're drawn to, but apply yourself as the, maybe the instrument and the teacher. Maybe your body is hurting in a certain place because it's trying to reveal to you that you have access to something greater than the pain or the discomfort, and you're here listening today to make it your own. The other thing I want to talk about in regards to frequency is when you focus inward and you have communication with that frequency, literally, I mean, the thing is, everything within us, every physical aspect that you're aware of and every vibrational frequency that you are not aware of but is present is aware of itself and aware of you. So I'll say telepathic. So it's not like you have to choose the right words or you won't be heard. It's almost like you can say, I maybe I'm a frequency in the universe, and show me by healing this part of me, or I allow this healing to happen, or what have you. But the key is that in our humanity, we have a reserve, and that reserve is often empty. Why is that reserve empty? Well, certainly if you're going through a dark night of your soul, or you're going through stress, or what have you, and especially if your focus is external and not internal, you're going to feel drained. You're going to feel exhausted. You're going to feel tired because all of that life force and energy is leaving you. Your vibrational frequency is still intact. It's not leaving you, but maybe it's slower and slower. It's dependent upon what you're going through in your life. And so the key is, if you are feeling empty, have you refilled? And I don't just mean emotionally. Have you journaled, which is an excellent way to release? Have you talked to a friend or released, etc.? Well, most importantly, really, is to not focus on an issue unless it requires that focus to bring it around and make it your own. But most of the time in life, the more what we focus on, we keep inviting into our lives. Like, yes, please, I'll take more. Oh, I really don't like that, but yet I've been talking about it nonstop, so I'm telling the universe, yes, I want more. Because what you focus on, the universe tends to, without judgment of you, offer. And so what I'm basically saying here is, when good things happen to us, or good things, good feelings are happening to us, we are on the mode of receiving. And that means we are happy, so we are also regenerating energy. We are receiving, we are joyful or positive. And so energetically we are, again, simply put, receiving. And when things are difficult, there is a tendency to kind of drain it out of us. The energy, however, of love, joy, knowledge, etc., can stop. Well, basically what I'm trying to say is, if you're in a negative space, pick up a book or look into something that has nothing to do with what's making you feel negative, nature, the animal kingdom, or what have you, that can, and again, love, knowledge, joy, whatever the circumstances, that you're focused somewhere else to not only get a breather, but to refuel and not be so drained. Because to remain focused on the issue that's causing you to feel drained, believe me, I know, we all do, will only drain you further. And so you need to focus your frequency. So this word frequency, I invite you to use it, because there is a, however subtle, a shift in your physical body's energy by you calling upon this vibrational frequency and raising it. And when I say raising it, you want to increase it. You want to receive it, increase it, allow it to be, or call it forth to be at the highest level of your comfortability in that moment, or the best version of you in that moment. So see, we have tools that sometimes, if we are not privy to, we end up not using them, and it becomes a bigger struggle. So to feel connected, so let's see, when you're present with somebody and they're talking, or you want to talk and you feel like you want to be heard, etc., that's you being in the present moment. And why does the present moment matter? Because that's when you're going to really refuel your vibrational frequency. If you're in the past or out in the future, the vibrational frequency, yes, I said earlier, does not necessarily rely on your human life in order for it to be, but it nonetheless does move through you. So if you are curled up into a ball and have said no, and that's okay, everyone has those moments. No, I don't want to receive, or no, I don't want to talk to anybody, see anybody, I'm turning off the lights, I'm curling into a ball, leave me alone. Then energetically, the frequency is going to stay there and be there with you, but it's not necessarily going to be taking you to the height of your ability to see the entire universe and all that is. So your communication with the frequency that you exist in And communicating with it is key. It's key. Communication is key. Why? Because, and I've said this, I think, almost every show, that our cells, we have trillions of cells, and the reason they can cooperate, or even if they're not cooperating, return to cooperation with each other, is due to communication. Your cells in your body are communicating at all times, outside of time, in time, when you're awake, when you're asleep, at all times, there's a dialogue. And how is that dialogue supported? It is supported and ongoing through many different modalities, but one of them most certainly being the vibrational frequency. Your vibrational frequency could be seen also as your personal fingerprint in the universe. So we call each other by name here, and then we have fingerprints, but then the etheric body has other aspects, and then there's your vibrational frequency body that is a part of your etheric body, and that's your blueprint, your fingerprint in the universe. I hope that made sense or brought more clarity. If not, throw it out and make it your own. So the reason why I'm so focused on frequency is, okay, so for those who are music lovers, myself being one, when you hear music or an incredible song and it moves you, sometimes it can move you from a depressed state to like, there's nothing I can't do kind of a state. Why has that happened? Because those notes put together with that, maybe the lyrics, if you will, and that singer and all those components create a frequency together. They create harmony. They create a vibration, or they create a really solid bass and rhythm. Whatever it is that you need in the moment, if you feel it and you go from a low, like a drain state to a complete and total, I got this, there's no worry, I'm totally going for it, or I love my, I mean, whatever it is, it's as varied and endless as humanity is. But music, let's say meditation music, or if you're not into meditation music, any kind of music that's your vibe that takes you to a higher place. And what do I mean by a higher place? It takes you to a place of like, wow, I really felt that, or I felt transported, or I felt completely transformed. That was so cool. It did something to my body. I felt it. That is frequency and vibration of every single note, of every single, it could be every single lyric, and every single part and piece of that divine orchestra event, whether it's an orchestra or an incredible music or song, that it speaks to you. It doesn't speak to you not just, I'll say it doesn't just speak to you through the lyrics, it also speaks to your universal self that exists and is expanded by it. So I would say, too, that our emotional body and sometimes our mental body, but our emotional and etheric bodies and vibrational frequency bodies are very close. They talk a lot. There is a closeness there. And the ability to kind of shift, I'm off the music now and shifting into the beauty of art, if that's your thing, or the flow of water as a vibrational frequency, whatever it is for you, or the animal kingdom, a hummingbird, any kind of bird, etc. So I really make it your own, but utilize, there's a reason that the frequency of life and the universe is a part of you, and you are encompassed by it. And you are very much seen as a part of it. So even if you're like, I am not a vibrational frequency, I'm not connected to a vibrational frequency, I'm making myself laugh, I am not that at all, that's okay. You can totally have that. That's your truth. The frequency of the universe won't detach from you. You will still have, you can have whatever knowing and truth you want, but the frequency of the universe is still a part of who you are and the fabric of why you're here and how you remain here. And so my point to you is, why not utilize all these tools that you do have available to you? Now, does all of humanity, let's just put it that way, does all of humanity believe and utilize the same tools? No. Do you need to tell, I'm going to shorten that and just say, don't worry about what other people are using. Just be true to yourself. And if you don't know what that truth is, be kind and loving enough to yourself to figure it out and try it on, meaning, hey, I'm a vibrational frequency. I want to feel the frequency of joy. Wow, I felt that. I want to feel the frequency of really good sleep. I felt that. I want to feel the frequency that I am as expanded and already exist in the universe. Whoa, I felt that. I mean, whatever it is, but you will never be abandoned by vibrational frequency, because even when you leave your body, you are a vibrational frequency. And so it means that you vibrate at a certain rate of speed, which creates a frequency which aligns to not only your ability to be here, but also your ability to do what you want while you're here, and your ability to return to whatever your belief is prior to arrival here. So what I love about vibrational frequency is that it coexists with you, through you, and with you. All parts of you are aware of it. Even the soul of who you are is acutely aware of the fact that you are a frequency, a beautiful, extraordinary, unending frequency in the universe, and does not judge you. Only, can you imagine if frequency was judging you? No, frequency is a raw, pure energy in the universe that you are a part of. And so there is no judgment. There is only the presence of being. So the presence of being. So at the same time that I'm going to say to you that you are a vibrational frequency, I'm also going to say to you that you understand many, many languages far beyond whatever language you are speaking. There's the language of the heart, the language of the soul, the language of healing. And then there's the language of universal frequency, and that you are a part of it. Do you need to go take a class in vibrational frequency language? Sure. Or you don't have to, because it is you. And so allowing yourself to whatever position you're in your life right now, to feel the frequency of who you are and how you are. And by the way, you don't have to relate your experience to what you are wanting to feel to exactly what's happening in your life. Like if there's trauma happening in your life, you don't have to address that trauma with the frequency that you are. You can, but you are unlimited in your ability to call upon a vibrational frequency, and in whatever capacity you want to. Now, a lot of people are writing into my phone right now and asking, what's the difference between energy and vibrational frequency? The difference between energy and vibrational frequency is that energy is present at all times, and it is a part of vibrational frequency, but it is, I'll put it to you this way. It is more personal, where frequency, a vibrational frequency, is more universal. Some people might see it the other way around, and I say, yay, go for it. And so, but they are energy and frequency are an aspect of each other, but presenting in different ways. Like, if there's an orchestra and somebody is playing the cello versus somebody playing the drums, that's a very different instrument, but together and a part of the orchestra, they become a part of all that is, especially in the body of work of music. So I'm going to pause and let that sink in. So energy, you can heal with energy, you can heal with frequency. Frequency is more about raising your vibrational frequency, like, and you can raise your energy body as well. Again, they're a part of each other. I go back to the analogy of one instrument and another instrument being related to one another because they are part of the same orchestra. And you are the orchestra. So you are the conductor, you are all the gorgeous instruments, and you are the extraordinary, beautiful music that comes from all of that divine orchestration. And so please know that there are ways for you to transform your life. A lot of times, I'm going to put it to you this way. A lot of times, and especially now, I'm hearing a lot from clients that they feel stuck, or they've hit a wall, or they feel like they need to stop, or they feel overwhelmed, etc. And what I would say about that is, yes, in our human perspective, on many different levels, it seems like a standstill. But I say to you, if you feel that in your life, then there's a sign and a message to you, and that is to go within where nothing has stopped, and it goes far beyond whatever is at a standstill, and connect with your vibrational frequency to expand you even further, going beyond any issue or problem or frustration or fear. And that, why would you do that? Because that, being in that state, mental state, emotional state, will turn around and impact the presence energetically and vibrationally of whatever is going on in your life. So I don't know if you've noticed that sometimes when we're in the darkest of places, if it's a person, a thing, an animal guide or what have you, all of a sudden there is the opportunity to really start laughing. That didn't make sense, but that's making me laugh. So let me put it differently. Sometimes when we are in the most difficult times of our life, something will hit our funny bone and we will feel ourselves laughing. Oh, and there's my puppy wanting to have her 2 cents. So what I say about that is, hold on, you can close the show, dear. But what I do say about sometimes going from a deep sadness to tremendous laughter shifts and changes our perspective, or even helps us to heal or feel better or whatever it is. And I'm saying not just our emotional body is involved in that. There is also a vibrational frequency that we allow ourselves to, again, it already coexists with you, but you allow yourself to embody it even further without even knowing you are. And your laughter allows your life to absorb like a sponge that joy as well, and things can begin to shift. Sometimes not, but more often than not, yes, things begin to shift because you are not just a human having a earth experience, you are a vibrational energy experience having a transformational, I'm going to say vibrational energy healing if you are struggling. And if not, have a blast. And so there are tools that are part of you, and make it your own. And if you're in an environment or with people that don't resonate with it, that are going to make fun of you with it, that all of a sudden you are at such a high place of joy, potentiality, you're just holding yourself differently, you're just in a really good space, you don't have to explain yourself. Just do what works for you. And let the unspoken word, just your energy, your frequency, impact those around you. And so I think I'm going to close the show right now because of a puppy who is expanding her frequency and very much wanting to participate. And so I send you all blessings upon blessings and love and light. And please know that if you feel contracted at this time with so much going on, maybe not in your personal life or externally, there is access to something much greater, and that's your vibrational frequency, and you can align it with whatever you desire to experience, whether that's joy, healing, whatever it is, and then allow yourself to receive. So tune in 2 weeks from now for another wonderful Awakening Matters, and it does, and that's why we're here, to love and to awaken, or to awaken and to return to love. And so you can find more information on me at Cynthia Sloan, S as in Sam, L-O-N, the number 9.com. And I wish you well. Bye for now. Thank you.